And welcome, everybody, to episode 758. We've landed the plane, and now we're on to episode 758. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Are you moldy today, Breakman?
Balding, I guess.
Balding, yeah, maybe balding. We got a jam-packed episode for you all today. We've got lots of news. We're going to have some great stinkos and a very special sweeto. You guys are going to want to stick around. Plus, we're going to get into round three of the tournament, which is mascots. So, some epic matchups coming up later on in the show. So, stick around for that. Gentlemen, you want to get right into it? Let's just dive into the news here.
Oh, I forgot.
RPG news.
What did you forget, Eric?
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean like on digital formats or whatever? Is that what you're meaning, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the first news story, dude.
First news story is from RPG Site, and Shiren Wanderer 6 has been announced for Switch in Japan and East Asia on January 25th. And this game will probably be localized, because Spike Chunsoft localized the previous game, even though Axis Games actually localized it first for the Vita, and then they just did the Switch port. I think that might have touched up the translation a bit, though.
Well, they just prevented me from seeing most of the trailer, even though it was 1 minute. I don't know why sometimes that happens, but whatever.
It's apparently going to be the first entry to use 3D models instead of 2D sprites like they've been doing.
That's interesting. Okay, cool.
So it's just like this guy has six pathway then.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, let's move on to the next news story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door Remaster is coming to the Switch in 2024. That sounds awesome. I never got to play the original, so I'm definitely going to try this out.
You never played Thousand Year Door, Break? Mm-mm. Oh, wow. Mm-mm. Okay. It was on the GameCube, I remember. Really good game. I had that game. It was pretty damn cool. Good. So cool.
Maybe I'll get to play it next year then.
Yeah, hopefully. I really wish that they would do sales on their first party stuff after like a year or whatever. Can you imagine
they
all the games?
Remember when they had like the greatest hits and stuff?
Yeah, they used to. You know, the same thing like how Sony has their like, what is it? Like their collection or whatever, you know, of like hits, the great, like you said, greatest hits.
Oh, Frank. Yes. I forgot to include this because I couldn't find a good article on it, and I forgot I actually did find one. Because it was from Brian Dunning.
Okay.
Talking about the alien thing in Mexico.
Okay, if you want to talk about that in your sweet or stinko, no worries. Or if you just want to add it as a lulz or whatever, Eric, that's fine. I hear you, Break. They should do that. They would make a shit ton of money. I don't know why they just stopped doing that. They would have their, what was it, Nintendo Selects? I think that's what they called it, wasn't it? Wasn't it Breakman?
They're discounted games. What are those called?
Nintendo Selects was like the Wii and DS line.
Yeah. See, but they would charge you like $20 less for them, you know, and then they would have sales on them. And no, it was a nice thing to do. And
they used to be called something else before, but I forget what.
I can't remember what they were called, but they were, you know, they were old,
I think
good
sort of
games.
They did it for the 3DS too, but it was like a brief window.
And they would usually do that like 2 years removed from when they would have a new system, but that would be a way that everybody could catch up on, catch up on the old classics. You know,
that's a way to sell like the original. Say Pikmin 2 came out, and you're still selling Pikmin 1.
Yeah,
what better way to sell Pikmin 1 than the set it up as like a classic release.
Exactly. I don't know if this is classic, but Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes launches April 23rd, 2024. So players will lead an army of over 100 heroes against an invading empire. Three main characters are the humble villager Nawa, Empire officer Sain, and the forest guardian Marissa. Many characters will join their cars as people play through the game, including Aphilius the Seventh, a shark pirate. Ooh, I'm in. Actually, this is what? I think this is a strategy game. I'm not 100% sure, but
no, it's not. Aiden Chronicles is like the successor to Suikoden.
Oh shit!
I was gonna say it sounds like Suikoden to me.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm not like Breakman, who's a hater of Suikoden. I think Suikoden 2 was your bane or something, right? Break or.
I think you're confused, Frank.
I didn't like either one of them, first or second.
Ah, see, there you go. I wasn't wrong. Eric, how dare you take that back, you son of a bitch.
But I said last week when they talked about the remake, I'd want to try the remake.
Yeah. I think you'll.
It's not a remake, though. It's a remaster.
Same. I mean,
oh, it's the remake? I thought it was a remake. Ew.
No. I could see how you can kind of be confused that it's a remake because of. They're putting more work into it than a basic remaster.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down. I remember enjoying those games, so you know. But there you go. So,
the part of the reason why Suikoden 1 and 2 aren't roller skated for people like Break is because especially the first game, it's incredibly stiff. The localization's not that great.
Yeah. Hopefully they fix some of that stuff this time around. All right, Eric, next.
And the worst part is that most of the Suikoden games suffer this problem, but a lot of the earlier runes are just not that great.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
At least early on, they're not that great. They get better later. But next story is about is also from RPG Say. It's about a game from Onion Games called Stray Children, and you're playing, it's being built as a bittersweet fairy tale RPG, and you're playing as anthropomorphic kids, so yeah. Basically you're furry kids.
Okay.
That's why it's called Stray Children, get it?
Stray Children, there you go. Two of the things Japan loves most, strays and children. No, I'm totally kidding. If you're listening in Japan, I joke.
I was going to say, they prefer teenage girls.
I'm purely kidding.
Only the old people do.
Yeah. All right.
Involves a young boy who's sucked into a TV set, finding himself in a mysterious wonderland made up entirely of children. And the game's got some really bizarre imagery, and it looks kind of spooky.
Well, I'm all for that. You know, I just wish it was a little more like a mature horror RPG. I keep asking for it, but I don't quite get it. You know, it's like, whatever. I don't think there's a way.
I don't think Frank understands what mature horror means, because there's a lot of horror to be had other than things that involve blood and guts and violence.
No, that's what I want, though. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
I agree with Frank.
That's what you're... You're basically a kid.
No, I'm not a kid because
Edgelordy kid.
No. Listen, shut up, Eric, you son of a bitch. No, look, I've talked about this before, Eric. Look, we're all adults here. Let's get past all the bullshit. And if you have an RPG where you have a serial killer with a fucking machete, then so be it. Let's see it. I've yet to see a game like that has adult themes. We've talked ad nauseum about it. Adult themes, adult content, adult stuff, adult violence. I mean, we see it all the time in shooters. Why can't we see it in an RPG? You know, Freak 5, welcome. Nice to have you here, man. All right, I think it's Breakman's turn next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Squinix reveals Saga Emerald Beyond for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Switch, PC, and mobile. Mobile? Really?
Yeah.
So it's going to be dumbed down? Like, this is...
No, it's just going to be you use your fingers to do stuff.
Okay. Alright, well, good, I guess. So that's on the way, and there's huge ads popping up saying there's a Square Enix sale, 50% off.
Yeah, I find it funny that the team behind these Saga releases say that they want to do more Xbox releases of these games, but like I guess they're having a hard time convincing Square to do it. So yeah, maybe we'll see a port for this later for the Xbox, yeah, along with all the other ports they haven't done yet, like Saga Frontier Remastered and Saga Scarlet Grace.
He did call us an edgelord, didn't he, Breakman? All right, I think I'm next up on the stories. Atlas and Vanillaware announced tactical RPG Unicorn Overlord for the PS5, 4, Xbox Series, and Switch. So there you go. And I did see this on the Nintendo Direct. I was lucky to catch the Nintendo Direct, and I think this looks really good, even though I'm not into strategy games. This one looks very Vanillaware-ish and very good. Skullman says, put on your man diaper.
And it's a good stand-in for Grand Knights History, because I know we're probably never going to get that game, so I'd take this instead, at least.
Yeah. Skullman says, put on your man diaper. I guess. All right, Eric, next story.
But I am surprised that it is coming to the Xbox, because, like, well, if you're doing Xbox games, Ranel, where are you going to start porting the other games you haven't done for the Xbox and Switch and PC yet?
That would be nice.
Give me Odin's Sphere, give me Dragon's Crown, give me Prince's Crown, give me 13 Sentinels on Steam or something. I don't know.
13 Sentinels I could see doing really well on Xbox.
And Steam especially.
Yeah, Steam too. I'm a big fan of Odin's Sphere and
also, Dragon's Crown. Also, I think this is the first time in years that Atlas has decided to do a third-party game.
Yeah.
Publish a third-party game.
Yeah. It looks good. I mean, what can I say?
It must have let them somehow.
Yeah. It looks very, very good. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is coming from RPG site, and it's about a Warhammer game, yet another game. Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader launches December 7th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. It's isometric CRPG, so places like Diablo, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks kind of like that. Turn-based, though, which is cool. Mm. You know, that always makes it a little bit easier for people like me who can't really think on the fly all that well. I have to be able to do, you know, the turn-based thing. That's what I loved about that. What was that game? KOTOR. Knights of the Old Republic is, like, you could play it both ways, you know? You could kind of have it both ways. I really enjoyed that. It's really nice to be able to plan your next move. Freak 5 Chaos says, I want immature horror. What does that look like, Freak 5? And then Skotoma says,
jokes. Basically, he wants the Ghoulies type of stuff.
Ghoulies? Ghoulies the RPG? Okay. I'd be down for that. Maybe a Toxic Avenger RPG.
How about a Shaun of the Dead RPG?
A Shaun of the Dead RPG would be great. You could
get gore and comedy together.
Hey, I'm all for that. All for that. I'd like to see,
so,
like,
so you want an Evil Dead RPG, basically.
That would be good. Now, you have to distinguish the newer Evil Dead or the...
No, the old Ash.
I like Evil both. Dead. I like both.
Well, if you do like old Ash, you can go like into the past and to the future.
Yeah,
he's done both.
Yeah,
so they could do. Oh, we could finally see what the future
time travel part of the plot.
Yeah, Scotum is exiled. Son of a bitch. He says Frank is at the age when he wants to revert to a baby, so he needs a diaper. How dare you mush up his food? Need constant.
That's why. That's why he's sticking with the childish notion of what mature means.
Really? Really, Eric? I mean, you think Blood and Guts is immature? Really? Really, Eric?
I want to say it's immature, but I think it's a misguided view of what mature actually is.
No, I don't think so. I think being able to handle that those type of movies, which I don't even think you can handle, Eric, because I've suggested
it's not,
a lot.
It's not about whether or not I can; it's whether or not.
No, I'm calling you out, Eric. There's been plenty that I've asked you to watch or have suggested that you haven't watched, and I don't know if I mean it's just not your preference, probably. But I mean, those are the type of movies I like. They're very mature themed, very blood and guts and stuff like that. Something like Terrifier 2. I mean, those are, you know, they're tongue in cheek as well. Like there's, you know, it's over the top, but you know, there's mature themes in there as well. And that's what I want. And I have yet to see an RPG. The closest was Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. And that game was just way too hard for me. You know what I mean? How dare you, Breakman, you son of a bitch. I think it's your turn, Breakman. Son of a bitch. How dare you.
Go to Slapmark. You say Warhammer 40,000.
No, I did the Warhammer one already, son of a bitch.
We did? Which one are one?
On the Broken Roads.
Broken Roads? Okay, I thought...
Yeah.
We need to set up another interview because their game's about to release.
Yeah, we had Drop Bear Bites on talking about Broken Roads.
And now they finally have a release date coming to the Live from RPG site.
I need to contact them so I can find out which PR firm they're running through so I can make a request.
Yeah, you should.
It'll be coming out on November 14th for Xbox and PC. So there you go.
Or maybe they can make out on our behalf because I might not get anywhere with the PR team.
Yeah. Well, maybe you will. I mean, we've had these guys on before. I'd love for Eric to get a copy of this. And
Let me read
also,
about this game.
I forgot to mention my Suite last week because it was so a spur of the moment, but you gave me a code for WrestleQuest for Steam.
Yeah, I did.
So thanks.
How dare you, Skodema. All right, continue on, Break.
Okay, Broken Roads is a narrative-driven RPG that brings exploration, strategic turn-based combat, and meaningful philosophical choices to an all-new Australian post-apocalyptic setting. Broken Roads skillfully blends traditional and all-new role-playing elements on top of a classless system offering near unlimited character development options. Blah, blah, blah. Furthermore, the game presents players with an original morality system, which is what we thought was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. The Moral Compass, which sees dialogue options and questing decisions influenced by the character's philosophical leaning and tough decisions they make along the way.
Yeah, see, Breakman, we've talked about this type of game. If they can pull this off, this indie developer, Drop Bear Bites Games, if they pull this off, they will have done something that not even Bethesda can do. You know what I mean? The whole moral choice leads you to this path. And you know, most games lead you to the same conclusion. Even the Bethesda games, for the most part, leave you right at the same spot. And it's not really...
Like in Fallout 4, like it really didn't matter whether you were good or evil at the end. Just it depended on which way you chose.
Right. Skyrim, same thing. I mean, it's always the same thing, right? You get to that point, and it's just one of two endings. Or you know, because if you choose the bad, you get this ending. If you choose the good. But with, like, an actual branching path that leads you to different ways that things can end up would be...
So it isn't just good and evil, you know?
Right. There could be shades of gray in there or different good paths. Like, you know, not everything has to be...
Like bittersweet endings, too.
Bittersweet. You know, maybe you save the world, but somebody dies, you know, down this path.
You save the world, but you're all out of toilet paper.
Right. Or you go down this path and
I'm telling you, Frank, you should play Lisa.
Yeah, maybe I should play it, Eric, for sure.
Also, another game I need to play, too, but Disco Elysium.
Oh, Disco Elysium, I heard, is fantastic. All right. Anything else on this? We're actually really excited for this game. We had these guys on a while back and it's finally coming to fruition. I couldn't be happier for Drop Bear Bites. So, you know, kudos to them for getting this game out and getting some momentum, and hopefully the game does really, really well. I think I will purchase this game because I think I made a commitment to purchase that game, but,
I'm going to have to ask them directly because Team 17 is the company I have to work with, and they go through Press Engine, and I typically don't get codes through that.
Well, just talk to these guys again. Maybe we can get them back on. Maybe they can help you with that, Eric. But let's move on to the next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. First four Mercenary Saga games. Oh, did we already do this?
Yeah, but I don't think we have a date.
Okay. Let's see. It'll be... I don't see the date. Oh.
October 12th.
October 12th.
So if anybody wants to give me something for my birthday...
Oh, your birthday's coming up on the 13th, isn't it, Eric? Yeah, the 13th. My grandfather's birthday was, I believe, the 13th. How weird.
Also, the 13th this year is a Friday.
Ooh, Friday the 13th in October. How weird. All right, Eric, next story.
Spooky season.
It is. I love spooky season. Fart humor and potty humor is immature, Skotoma says. Okay. Game that would be...
The funny thing about Pumpkin Spice is that it's supposed to be like Halloween themed, but like they stopped selling him around Halloween.
Yeah. Freak 5 says a game that would be cool, a Marvel Zombies. Markle Zombies game. I don't like Christmas either, man. It's the worst. It's the most painful for me for money. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from RPG Site. And Indie Sandbox RPG Duskgrave announced for PC set to release 2024. Also Isometric. And anyways, it says that it's going to be... I guess it looks medieval, but I can't really tell from these images that well. You're in a desert area, it looks like.
It is very bland. I hope the environments are a little
Different. There's a lot of dust in the name, so it lives up to it at least.
I mean, I guess. I mean, there you go. I mean, it is an indie project. I give indie games a pass on graphics because it's... I mean, the expense is crazy. I mean, even for... A small team of
at least it has something you can't complain about, and that is you can see the game; it's nice and bright.
No, that's true. That is a plus. That's true, Eric, for sure. Not gonna shit on it. I was watching the what if on that. It was meh. Yeah, I like the Marvel Zombie series on Disney Plus. It's okay, you know. I mean, it's pretty good.
But Brake's complaining about the absolute stupidity of everybody, but they were in a zombie situation. Of course they were going to make everybody stupid.
No, but I remember Brake talking about this when he reviewed it, and there were some bad decisions in there.
The decisions that went against common sense.
Yeah.
And there were, and not only that, like the callousness of every character in there. Like at one point, like one of them kills another character and they're like, oh well.
Yeah, they just move on from it, which I know they can't do a lot of exposition, but still, it's like, you know. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us, wait, is it my turn again?
Yes.
What are we on?
Perspective something, I don't know. Perspective changing.
Changing action RPG. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Perspective Changing Action RPG Journey Record announced for PC. Playism and Koichi, I'm going to call him Koichi. They have announced a Journey Record at Perspective.
I'm kind of upset that it has nothing to do with Journey.
I know, right? Journey was a great game. Did you ever... Oh, you never got to play that.
No, I'm talking about the group.
Oh, the group Journey. Don't stop believing. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Their own video game.
I know. Didn't they have a video game at one point?
Yeah, they had an Atari game and an arcade game.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Arcade game only played like a half of a song.
Yeah,
and it just repeated it over and over and over again. Just that half of a song. It was bad.
Yeah.
This is a puzzle game. Changing the perspective is all. How you do it? Cool.
Yeah, Phil Fish already did this game. It was called Rez, I think. Not Rez. What was that game called, Eric?
It said this game won't suck because it wasn't made by a douchebag.
Yeah, it wasn't made by a douchebag. What was that game called, Eric? Do you remember?
Fez.
That's what it was called. Yeah, it was a decent game, man, but it just... I mean, that guy was such an asshole. What else you got? Anything else on that break?
No, that's it.
All right, I'm waiting for my link to come on down. It's about Social Deduction RPG Gnosia. G-N-O-S-I-A, I think that's how you spell that, or say that. Launches on December 14th for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One, actually. So there you go. Gnosia, or Gnosia, I think is the best way to pronounce that. So, look at this! Single-player werewolf game developed by...
Yeah, it's basically that, because you have to guess who's a Gnosia or not.
Oh, I like this. Let's read more about this. Critically acclaimed sci-fi social deduction RPG. It was originally released for the Vita. Did you ever play this, Eric?
No. I requested a review code for it a while back, and it's still listed as pending.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know. Maybe I can make a new request for the other platforms that's coming.
Yeah, maybe. Because this looks interesting. So it's basically... sort of like, looking at it, it's like what the hell is that game that I played? Where you make narrative choices, like a novel, but there's RPG elements to it. It escapes my memory, but I wouldn't mind playing this. This looks fun. So basically, you got to guess who the werewolf is, right, Eric?
Werewolf.
Only replace werewolf with murderous aliens instead.
Yeah, werewolf. I remember that. But this looks good. So, all right. Eric, next story.
Next story is Honkai Star Rail is coming out for PS5, and apparently it's coming out much sooner than I had thought, because I think they made a speculation that it was coming out next year, but I guess they were able to get it done in time. And now it's coming out October 11th. It's a free-to-play turn-based space fantasy RPG.
Yeah.
And you can get by mostly just by playing the game without paying a dime.
Well, that's good.
I think the incentive to spend money is more to get, like, skipping the grind, basically. Oh. If you don't feel like grinding.
I've never had a problem with grinding, hence the name RP Grinder. So, I mean,
it may be to get like characters that you don't want to wait for an eternity to pull or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I guess, but part of the whole thing of RPGs is grinding, and they've made grinding a lot less painful nowadays.
And from what I can tell, the game is basically, what if Galaxy Express 99 was an RPG?
Okay. Freak 5 says, I was thinking basing it more off the comic series, not the What If episode. The comic series was good, the first one, the first run. I had a DoorDash the other weekend that I laughed when I saw what I was picking up. The customer ordered a tossed salad. You're such an immature guy, Freak 5. How dare you? And Breakman, you get the last story for the day.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Oh. Tales of Arise expansion Beyond the Dawn announced for November 9th.
Okay. I was trying to pull up a trailer of it, but of course my Mac is
20-hour game content and new expansion adds new quests, dungeons, boss fights, and an epic new story arc.
See, I'm kind of upset because I sold my PS5 version of the game and then I bought the Xbox version of the game. And I haven't even played the Xbox version of the game, and your save data does transfer over and does certain things, so I'm going to have to play through the game again.
Oh, darn.
Which was not a problem, because I like the game. The problem is finding the time to actually do that.
Yeah. Tons of new releases coming out, Eric. I know you'll
hopefully, by the time I get around to playing the Xbox version, there'll be a lull, and a game will maybe be on sale.
Yeah, this game was critically acclaimed, and Eric liked it.
It's got a better anti-slavery plot than Final Fantasy 16 did.
Wow. and I like what I see from Final Fantasy 16. I don't know why there's haters of that game. It looks fine to me.
I don't hate the game. I just wish it could have been more.
Just wish it could have been more. That's succinct enough. Did you have a lulls?
I'll hold on to it long enough to play the DLC, though.
Yeah. Well, it looks okay. I mean, you know, what can I say? All right. God damn it, man. I'm trying to... I don't know why. I mean, it just, you know, what it is I don't have a ton of RAM in this Mac, and then, you know, these websites that have 50 million fucking ads, it just bogs everything down. That's why my Mac chugs. But we're done with the news, thankfully.
It needs to purge previously loaded memory from the computer automatically in order to conserve computing stability, because it shouldn't just keep it in there all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that, Eric. It's not like, it doesn't run like a PC does, where you have to constantly do stuff, though. So maybe it is that time that I have to go through and do stuff. Like, it's not, you don't do like, you know, with like the hard drive, you do like a special function that kind of
defrag
it and all that. You don't do that with Macs. It's different. I don't know. It's just that there's not a lot of room for that.
I'm basically describing like the computing equivalent of a video game like Dark Souls not loading certain things in memory in order to conserve performance.
Yeah.
Because the way they do that is like when enemies are far away, they're either not drawn on the screen, or if they are, they'll be rendered at a frame rate that is much slower than what's in the foreground.
They do need to clean some of that up for modern gaming, Eric.
So basically what I'm saying is, like, when your computer's running and there's memory that's not currently being used for anything, you should just purge it.
I agree. I mean, look how many years I've had this computer.
You shouldn't have to manually have to do it.
I've had this computer for, like, 7 years, dude. Like it's time to, like, upgrade the RAM or get a new computer, and I'm leaning towards the latter, and then I don't have to worry about it for a long ass time. But if I get a new computer, I'm just gonna get way more RAM. That way, it'll be 10 years before I need to get a new computer instead of like 7 or 8. So, all right. Any homie discounts, Eric? Is this new? This game catalog for September.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got?
These are the games that you can get with the extra and premium tiers. Although I don't know why anybody in their right mind would pay for the premium.
I agree. I totally agree. As a matter of fact, I would recommend people just get the Xbox Game Pass until Sony fixes.
So I know they're increasing the price of PSN by $20 for each tier, but does that mean the month rate's still the same? Are they trying to push people to monthly?
No,
they could potentially get more money that way.
Maybe, but I think that's going to backfire in their face big time. People always buy a full year instead of if the value is there, they will buy the full year. Hey, sorry, Jen, I totally forgot to send you. But hey, what I did do is in my community post, I put where I'm going to be during the week, Jen. So, but thank you very much. Sorry.
Anyway, here's the list of the games. Yeah. For the PS4 games,
I did fail.
Okay, so this is essential. These are the games that you get with PS Plus, the free games for the month.
Yeah.
Black Desert Traveler Edition, Generation Zero, and Saints Row Reboot.
Which I was not happy about. I talked a little bit about that.
But these are the extra tier offerings. 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, Call of the Sea, Civilization VI, Cloudpunk, Contra Rogue Core. That game's terrible. Don't play it. Nier Replicant. Odin Sphere Leith Thrasir, Paw Patrol the Movie, Adventure City Awaits.
Oh boy.
Planet Coaster Console Edition, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2, Star Ocean the Divine Force, Star Ocean Integrity and Faithlessness, Tales Noir, This War of Mine Final Cut, Unpacking, and West of Dead.
That's a decent lineup, I would say, Eric.
And for premium games, you get Dragon's Crown Pro, Star Ocean's First Departure R, Star Ocean Till the End of Time, and Star Ocean The Last Hope International 4K and Full HD Remaster.
Yeah. Not worth it, I don't think, even though I really like Dragon's Crown
Pro. Yeah, they're locking the other Star Oceans behind premium. That's stupid.
Yeah. You can buy Dragon's.
It's like they know they have to give premium more incentive than the PS Plus or PSP and PS like two offerings or whatever. Yeah, it, one offering.
I would think that they should have did that opposite. Like the PS Premium stuff should have been an extra, and the extra should have been in premium. That would have been way more lucrative, I think. Like, I don't understand this, Eric. Like, there's...
Yeah, you want to play current games, pay up.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to play old games, here.
My advice is just buy Dragon's Crown Pro for, like, $5 on the PSN store when it goes $5. I think it's $5 now, actually, so... and then skip paying the rest, you know, just do the essential, just, you know, whatever essential, and then that's it, you know, until they can get their shit together and offer better games. And
yeah, I'm probably at least gonna go monthly at this point if I want to just keep getting stuff.
I agree. Or use
cloud saves. So
just, skip,
I'll pay $10 a month for cloud saves.
Yeah.
But I won't pay $80 a year for whatever they're offering.
In addition
to that,
it's becoming even hard for me to suggest,
because it's more budget friendly for me to do it that way.
Well, there you go.
And I'm technically paying them more per month or collectively, but at least it's not as big of a hit initially.
Well, I mean, if I was you, just save the $10 and in 8 months' time, you have enough for a year. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way to do it. That's how I would do it, anyways. But, because you get 4 extra months, that's a big savings, I think. But I can't. It's getting harder and harder for me to justify it. But you know, whatever. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Breakman, what have you been playing?
Well, I could be playing it right now. I got to do a show. Just Starfield, mostly.
Really. Scotum was exiled, son of a bitch.
I just want to play Starfield.
Starfield? How's that going, Break?
It's basically Fallout in space.
So you're perfectly happy with it, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
With you know, the option to build your own ship and stuff like that. Like, you could always build, in Fallout, you could build your own, like, town and stuff, and now you can build your own spaceship, too.
I heard that...
Or you could do what I've been doing, which is steal them from others.
You're such an evil gamer, Breakman. Like,
Do you know about the exploit where you can, like, basically get stuck in, like, a mud pit and then, like, access a chest to a shop and just basically buy everything for free?
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's funny as fuck, man.
Yeah, well, but it takes away some of the fun. Like, that's, like... You need ingredients and stuff to build your structures, your weapons upgrades, your medicine, your food, like everything. Like
I hear the most bullshit thing about I heard about that game so far is the weight limit's ridiculously low.
Yeah, it can be an irritating thing. I've just finally started building a my own little town settlement outpost. And so I can finally store some items, because that was a big problem. Like,
I heard that since they came out with Starfield, they put the team on the next Elder Scrolls, which I'm excited for. That's going to be exciting, you know. So
this game has thousands of solar systems to visit. You know,
yeah,
planets all over the place, and I've spent the last week mostly on one planet.
Well, hey,
there's so much to do in this game. Like,
I like that.
Everywhere I turn, there's a new quest. And if you go out, you can go outside the town and just search, like, explore the planet. And I keep finding new shit while exploring the planet. Like, oh, here's a cave to explore. Oh, here's some rogue pirates. I'm going to kill them and take their spaceship. Like I said, I'm playing a good guy, so I was killing bad guys. I'm helping.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to be the scourge of the universe this time. Although, next time I play it, I think I'm going to go like a bounty hunter, maybe.
Ooh, there you go. I've heard nothing but good things of Starfield, Breakman, and I was reading some reviews, or not reviews, like scores given by Sony fanboys, and I think that makes Sony look really, really bad. If you're hating on a game because it's not in your system, then you're a piece of shit. Just go away. Go play something. Go play Bloodborne. You know, and
that shit died in the 90s.
I wished it did too, but it's not. I mean, the score, the average, I think on Metacritic it was like 82% or something, which is still pretty good, right? On Metascore. Yeah. but not as good as it should have been because the Sony fanboys went in there and just demolished it, gave it zeros and ones, and, you know, it's like, come on, guys, like, it's a good game, just, you know, if you want to play it, play it. If not, then be a stupid fanboy and stay over on your side and play Bloodborne or whatever, Jim, you know?
So, it's just... They're like partisan voters.
You know? Yeah, Xbox do it too, and Nintendo, a lot of Nintendo, whatever they call the Nintendo freaks, you know, do that shit too, and I don't like it. Like, we've talked about this, how long? Years on this show, Breakman, where, you know, we want to be able to play whatever we want without any malice any which way. Like, if a game is good, it's good. If a game is bad, it's bad. If it's good, call a spade, you know, don't be a douchebag just because you favor one system.
So. I mean, the problem is, like, time and money. Like, if we all had the time and the money, I'm sure all of us would have every system, you know? Like, yeah. So many of these partisan gamers are just because they don't have time or money to go buy another system, go invest in other things. Like, my Xbox takes up all my time. I don't really have enough time to play anything else.
Yeah. Freak 5, oh, sweetheart, you just yanked my microphone. Oh, shit. Hold on, sorry guys, we got technical difficulties here. Okay, AT&T woman voices Squirrel Girl. She's a hot tamale, Freak 5. She's in that Werewolves Within movie, which is pretty awesome. Have you guys seen the game Dune Spice Wars? I saw that, Skotama. I'm a big fan of the movies. The books were really good. The old movies, not so much. The new movie kind of got it down, man. I'm digging what Villeneuve is doing with the Dune movies. Squirrel Girl sucks.
I remember the Dune game port for the Genesis.
Yeah, I like the Dune property. I wish they would do something really, really spectacular. A nice RPG would be really good. Okay, what else, Breakman? What else have you been playing?
Just Starfield, like I said. Like, I just keep finding new stuff. Well, I mean, I've played other games too, but it's like, I just want to get back to Starfield.
Yeah. Starfield looks fun, man. I want to play that. If I had Game Pass, I could definitely play it. I think I'll wait till it goes on sale, and then I'll just get it there.
Yeah. And there's so many options as far as leveling up what you want to do with your character and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I want to do this. I want that's that. Ooh, I want to fly. Ooh, I want to steal. No, wait, I'm not supposed to steal.
Have you gotten in the fight?
How many weird bugs have you seen yet?
There's one where I keep getting, when I try and scan something, sometimes the item will get, like, stuck to me.
Mm. Oh, I've seen that. That's a funny one.
That's really the only bug I've come across.
Yeah, so I heard they did a pretty good job.
No, I take that back. There was another one where, sometimes like a cut scene where you're talking to somebody. This has actually happened in all the Fallout too. Other characters will walk through the cut scene and stuff. They'll like just walk right in front of the person.
Yeah, that sounds like at least an improvement from cloning NPCs.
Yeah, it's a big improvement. I heard they actually did a fairly decent job of cleaning up a lot of those bugs that were there. You know, another game that's done that is that's going to do that is Cyberpunk. I'm thinking Cyberpunk is going to be a really, really great game once this new patch comes out. It looks like it's going to be what they intended it to be. Remember we bitched and bitched about Cyberpunk, Breakman? They're coming out with the patch, I believe, the 21st,
Thursday.
Eric? Yeah, it's coming Thursday, and it's going to clean up a lot of what was wrong.
It's also the same day that DLC comes out.
Yeah, so that's a huge... I haven't booted up Cyberpunk in a long time. And that's really cool that they're doing that. Slagar, what's up, man? Nice to have you in here, man. That's something to look forward to. I mean, now that they're doing the patch. Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing... actually, that's incorrect. I've been playing Sea of Stars, and mainly that, and then I finished that game, so I'll have a review for that soon.
Awesome.
I only had time to put up a review for Lisa today. I'll probably get Blasphemous 2 tomorrow or sometime in the next week.
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch.
Along with Sea of Stars. And it's going to be a while before I get the max gamer score for that game because it requires me playing through the game again to a certain point because one of the achievements is you have to beat 10 bosses with this relic that makes it harder.
Wow. Squirrel Girl is awesome, Freak Fight. Says you're exiled, son of a bitch.
Other than that, I've been playing a game that thankfully the embargo is lifted because I kind of forgot about it. It was coming out, and then it's like that I put in a request, and I got code almost immediately, so I started playing it. But I'm playing Legend of Nyuta.
Legend of Nyuta. Okay, what is that, Eric?
It is technically connected to the Trails series, but also it plays so completely unlike it. It has certain elements from those series of games because, like, you'll take on requests much like those games, but the games play more like Gurumin or Zouai because there's a level-based structure and the levels are rather linear. Mm-hmm. And there's also the playing as two different characters dynamic, which technically you're only playing as one character, but, like, you'll do magic with the square button, and that character will shoot magic out, so you're only really controlling one. And the basic melee combat is just a weird mix between Zouai's melee character and East Six, that era of East Six and Oath of Belgana and East Origin era of games.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's really it.
All right. Well, I have been playing, of course, Breath of the Wild, which I'm going to have a review for.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Alright, so, like I mentioned, I played Breath of the Wild, and I completed the game. I got all the shrines, so I got the... What armor is that? It's like Link's armor from, I think, Majora's Mask or something. I don't know what suit that is that you get for getting all the shrines. I beat the game. I didn't know what the hell to do with the second iteration of the boss, like the final boss. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell am I doing? I'm hitting this thing in the yellow spots with my arrows and doing it. And all it was is I got turned around a little bit and I didn't see that you had to pick up the special bow. I thought it would just automatically put it in your inventory. Yeah. But as soon as I got that, it was pretty easy. I think it can be considered one of the greatest games of all time. I'm definitely putting it in my top five right now. I need to sit on it for a little bit and think about it, but I think it's just one of the greatest games ever made. I think from the design standpoint, the only drawback to it is sometimes there's some stutter, and that's just Switch limitations. I really wish Nintendo would do better when it comes to their next system and have some gumption and more guts to their system, literally, like more power. Because a game like what Eric is saying about their development kits, that they were running Breath of the Wild and it was seamless. Probably at 30 frames, I'm guessing, right, Eric? Or was it running at 60?
I think it was running at 60.
If it was running at 60, that game
would... Or at the very least, is somewhere in between there, which is good enough.
Good. If it's at 45 or above, hopefully 60, that game would be pristine.
Consistently, at least.
That game would be pristine and perfect. I am giving Breath of the Wild a 10 out of 10. There is so much you can do. You're paragliding from place to place. You're upgrading your stamina. Which I highly recommend upgrading your stamina first before your hearts even, because stamina is, I think, a little more important. It's a perfect game, guys. I've said that about very few games. I said it about Tetris. I've said it about Pac-Man. I've said it about Dragon Quest VIII. And I'm adding Breath of the Wild to that category. I think it's a perfect game. It came out at a perfect time, and it blows my mind the amount of stuff to do in that game. I completed the game with 78 of 90 side quests done. So I still got, if I wanted to, 22 side quests or I'm sorry, 12 more side quests to do if I wanted to do those. I got all of the shrines, of which there are 120, and some of them are really obtuse to find. Yeah. It's really, really tough to find. Like, one of them, I remember, you had to roll a snowball down a hill to break...
That's what I was going to say.
Just elegantly designed, this game is. It is... It's almost perfect. The only... Like I said, the only drawbacks were the variety of enemies at a certain point, and just the slowdown. Sometimes you'll be in a rainstorm, for instance, or a thunderstorm or a lightning storm, and it chugs a little bit, and it's a shame because the game is beautiful in almost every I know, Eric, but I'm not talking about Tears. I'm talking about Breath of the Wild. It's almost perfect in every regard, from enemy design to the weapons you get, to the way that your weapons, to the way you upgrade everything. I mean, it's just such a sublime game, and I can't iterate enough. I know everybody's telling me that Tears of the Kingdom is better, and I'm sure it is, and all that, but it's bound to what the first game did. Okay.
I'm just saying I wish that Nintendo had gone back and patched the first game to the standard of Tears.
I wish as well.
Based on similar code.
And they could. They could patch it at any time. But I think they won't do that. I think later on they'll come out with a remastered or whatever version.
Or they'll do a Switch 2 version, or they'll patch it so that it works better on the Switch 2.
Maybe. Maybe. And which is fine. But I just think it's as good as it gets. I think with the limitations of the system, they couldn't have done much better. But if a Switch 2 comes out and they want to do something along those lines, it would blow my mind. And it's a great game. It's going to get a 9.5 out of 10 from me just because of the slowdown. And like I said, not quite enough enemies for the vastness of the game. I mean, you run into the same type. I know they changed the coloring of them, and they're a little more difficult as you go along.
You didn't have a problem with the weapon durability? Have you really complained about
it? I actually didn't. I didn't have a problem with that. At first, it was a problem, Eric, but the game is so eloquently designed. Like, if you kill a bunch of enemies, they're going to drop weapons that you can use temporarily until
also,
you get...
any weapons that you find in the wild will reset after a blood moon happens.
Yeah. So, there's no... I mean, it was a problem, but it's such a minor irritant that it's just the rest of the game just takes over, and it's just so good. And the last castle was designed so well, Hyrule Castle. I mean, it is just as good as it gets, man. I mean, there's ways you could get to different areas with while you're avoiding, or you can just get really good with your you can have high level armor, like guardian armor, that really helps during that level, and you can use your shield to like parry their attacks, and I got the hang of that after a while, and it just made the game so fun. It's just so fun, man. The game is just, it's just pure fun, and I can't wait to get into Tears of the Kingdom. I don't currently have it, so if somebody wants to buy that for an early birthday present, that would be great. Eric's birthday's coming up, too, and we'll be talking about another birthday coming up. But that's my review of Breath of the Wild. I think it's fantastic. I highly recommend it. If you guys have a Switch over there, out there, it's a must-buy for that system. I think it's the pinnacle of the Switch. And I know I haven't played Tears of the Kingdom, but I think Breath of the Wild is as good as it gets. So there you go. Brake, did you have a review of anything?
No, I did watch a documentary about a murder in Australia, though. It's kind of, I wouldn't say heartening or reassuring to know that cops around the world are just as incompetent in other countries as they are in America. Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's not reassuring. It's
disheartening.
I think that just means people in general are incompetent.
Just like cops in general. It seems like no matter what country you go to, it's just like, come on, like Jesus Christ. And they're interviewing these cops too, like years later, and it's like they're doubling down on what they said originally, even though it had been proved that they were completely incompetent.
Well, it's like Donald Trump, Brake, man. I mean, he still thinks the Exonerated Five are somehow guilty of something and deserve the death penalty. They never change their stance. You know, just yeah. It's an old frame of mind, you know, that needs to go. Skodima said he also said it about his OnlyFans. I don't know what you're talking about, Skodima.
It's a conversation gonna, you weren't privy to.
I guess. Must be. All right. Let's. Stinko from me, Slagar, says the colorized version of Werewolf by Night. I heard it's not as good, Slagar. All right.
Did they get the colors wrong, or does it just highlight how bad the production was?
Otherwise? No, I think I love the uncolored version of that that one shot. It was good. I liked it, but I didn't see it. But it just took the charm away from that episode. I don't know. Shit. Okay, Eric, do you have a review?
Yeah, I watched Iron Giant for the first time. It's one of those movies that I always wanted to watch but never got around to. And it's leaving HBO Max because Zaslav is a fucker and he's purging content left and right. And so I decided I'd watch it. And it's a typical kid meets a thing story and he wants to protect thing. But I think it was well done. The animation was pretty good.
Didn't Spielberg have a hand in that movie?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
And kind of upsetting the way they used him in Ready Player One, where they make him do fighting even though the whole movie was about him not wanting to fight.
It's just a reference, Eric. Like that.
I know, but yeah. Still, it's like...
Eric's right, it takes away the complete point of the character.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It'd be like taking that guy from the Green Mile and making him a murderer.
Mm. Right.
Like he was innocent, and he was in prison for innocent. Like, no, let's just make him the killer. It's completely...
that's all we really have to say about the movie, because, yeah, the robot shows up and then stuff happens, and then the government gets involved, and... They want to kill it because they think it's a Soviet weapon or something. Because it takes place during the 1950s. And,
it's a great movie.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Eric. I think Iron Giant is a pretty damn good movie, man.
Yeah, it is. It's very touching.
Yeah.
Like, you really want to root for the robot.
Yeah. How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. I think that's linked to your sex robot fantasy.
What? The Freak's sex robot fantasy?
Because I said it was very touching, I get it.
You're a robot fantasy.
I wouldn't mind that, man. I've seen some of those Japanese robot chicks that they're coming out with, man. It's it's pretty tempting. I don't know. What do you say, Bernie? We get one of those Japanese sex robots.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
So you want to buy one of those like $2,000 real dolls, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Why not, man? Fuck it. No, no attachment, nothing, you know. It is,
Bernie,
what it is.
If you're listening and you're in danger, just knock twice.
Just kidding. Okay. I will always knock twice.
All right.
That's how her last statement came off. Like, she was reading something. Like,
I know. She was reading. She was reading from a teleprompter, and I have a gun next to her head. Yeah. All right. Here we go, guys. To everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're Stinko of the week.
Let me see, where should I start? I'm not going to start with politics first. Let's start with Alex Jones, the piece of shit. When did he lose in trial?
This was about a year ago?
Something like that?
Yeah,
he's still living a life of luxury, and his victims still have not been paid yet.
Well, they have a certain amount of time where they have to cough up the dough. So let's just chalk it up to that, I guess.
Well, it's not that. It's because he's done a lot of shifting of his money.
Well, that too. Yeah, I did see that.
He shifted a lot of his money, and he was able to get it legally, I guess, to the court, so he couldn't get sued in the courts. And yeah, so he's playing games with the legal system, you know, just like the Republicans who are doing a sham impeachment trial. You get evidence before you do a I can't.
I know. What else you got?
It's such a waste of our tax dollars and everything else. Speaking of waste of our tax dollars, the Republicans in Ohio, they're doing everything they can, I've said, to make sure we can't vote anymore, and the redistricting thing, that they've violated the Constitution. The Ohio Senate has told them repeatedly, or not Ohio Senate, the Ohio Supreme Court has told them repeatedly, like, you violated, you gotta redo it, and redo it. The due date for redo is September 22nd. This is the first week they've met on it.
Wow.
And they spent the week fighting, so they got nothing done. So they're just trying to play out the clock because they know the Supreme Court now it's Republican favored, but there are moderate Republicans who are retiring, and they're going to replace them with some of their, you know, loyalists. And so when the redistricting law is legal now, they're going to make it legal. Is the goal. So they're just dragging their feet so they can get that to happen.
Yeah, and it's working. Well, there's a lot of stupid shenanigans going on in Ohio, man. It's sad, man. It's going to force a lot of people to actually think of moving out of that state. And it's really sad because at one point, I remember Ohio being kind of a purple district. Not that I'm a Democrat or anything like that, because you guys know the problems I have with Democrats and never fucking get anything done. But I have a problem with the Republicans as well. And, you know, it's just sad that you have to be stuck in a state like that.
The state, if you go outside the cities, it's like Trump MAGA blue or MAGA red, whatever color. Red, blue, I don't care. Stupid colors.
Yeah.
Like, this is my color. You partisan idiots are idiots.
Yeah. Slagar, it's as good today as it was 20 years ago, Slagar. Great movie, Iron Giant. Freak Five says Stinko Mrs. Freak is back in the hospital with her asthma. Man, I hope she gets better, Freak Five. That's, yeah. No. It's no bueno. What else you got to break?
Oh, my other one goes to a couple of assholes who've doubled down on it since they've announced that they're going to do it. First, Drew Barrymore, the scab, has announced she's going to do her show without the writers, and she doubled down on it and said she's doing the show because people need it. Her fans need it.
They need it. They don't need it.
So you're just going to screw your writers. Yeah, you know, you're supposed to be welcome. And the other one is a guy who I hate with passion, boiling, burning passion. I can't stand him. Anytime I see him, I want to throw something at him.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, he was my stinkos. Yeah.
It took me a bit, Breakman, but I finally caught your drift. You know, I'm like, oh, Bill Maher, that's right. Oh, he's back in your stinkos. What do you do? He's
people I hate more.
Same
like
thing.
Him and Trump are like neck and neck for me. Like I can't stand either one of them. Yeah, he's the fake liberal who thinks he's the smartest person in the room at all times. He tells everybody what we're doing wrong. And
You know what's funny, Breakman? He used to be really progressive. He had a lot of progressive ideas like Medicare for all and raising the minimum. Just a lot of Bernie stuff, right?
Well, he basically stagnated. He was progressive, and then he just failed to progress with the times.
And then my
earliest memories of him were a lot of racist remarks over 9/11, like singling out a lot of Muslims.
Hey, Skodema says...
Back in the early 2000s.
So, Skodema...
I've never had a good impression of him.
Yeah, me neither. Skodema subscribed at Tier 1. They've subscribed for 2 months. It says, Skodema, thank you very much for that. I don't know how that works at all on Twitch, but he says, I want to thank everyone who made it possible.
Thank you. Awesome. I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, but so him, he's also doing his show, and he's going to do it without writers. And his argument was, well, we always have like back and forth discussions, and this is important. We need to do this. And the show won't be as good without the writers, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, go ahead. See how that works out for you, because writers are the single most important thing in Hollywood, whether you want to believe it or not.
So HBO, wise up and can the motherfucker, please. He is a piece of shit.
If he gets canned, he's just going to go to, like, fucking CNN or...
No, he can go to Twitter like good Tucker.
I know, right? Actually, Elon would probably pay him a shit ton of money to go over there, man. Like a lot of money. But he sucks lately. He used to be kind of progressive, and I kind of dug some of the things he was saying. He was snot-nosed. He did a whole thing on religion called... I believe it was called... religiosity or some shit, but
we're religulous.
Religulous, that's right. That's what it was called.
That's pretty funny.
And I kind of like that documentary, whatever the fuck. Is it disconnecting? Are we back, Skodema? Sorry. Let us know if we're back. I mean, it shows good on my end, Skodema. Maybe try refreshing. Mm-hmm. Might help out. You might have to watch another stupid ad or something, but. It should help, but it looks solid on my end. I know we disconnected once, but looks good here. But yeah, he's become like very, very weird. Like, I don't know, really weird, but continue on, Brake.
It's the same kind of brain rot that ruined, Richard Dawkins.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the smartest person in the room at all times.
And sometimes he's not, and it's very apparent.
And even when he is the smartest person, he's smug about it, and he still comes up with wrong conclusions a lot of time.
Yeah. Hey, Skodema, I just want to say, I don't know if you heard this, but thank you for your Tier 1 subscription. Appreciate that. I don't know really what that means, but thanks.
Anyways. Yeah, that was my stinko already when I mentioned that. He said the House Republicans found no wrongdoing by Joe Biden after multiple years of investigating, but they are going to try and impeach him.
I don't really care because like all politicians are
a waste of our tax dollars.
It is, just but
playing
look,
politics again. Like this is the reason it kind of makes me mad. Is they're doing this as retaliation for Trump because Trump was treated so badly. Fuck no! Trump was treated better than he should have been. He should be in prison already.
Yeah, well...
I mean, honestly, he betrayed the country. He should... Yeah. Last time I checked, we execute traitors.
Yeah. Look, Freak 5, like, I'm with you in one sense. Like, it is retaliation, like Breakman says, but Joe Biden's always been dirty as fuck, so I don't care. I mean, I know they don't have anything on him, but I don't care if he gets dragged through the fucking mud, because he was... up until not too long ago, a fucking segregationist piece of shit. So,
right. Fuck
him.
Yeah,
you know?
People like to talk about how progressive he is and stuff like that. Like, just Google Biden and N-word.
Yep. You'll find out how progressive that piece of fucking cow dung is. He's worthless. Freak 5 says another of his stinkos, my friend's dad is in the hospital with COPD. I know how COPD is, Freak 5. My dad has COPD, and it's awful. It sucks.
And I just want to clarify, I was not calling for the execution.
I don't know what that acronym.
I think we need to eliminate
death penalty. Yeah, I know.
What's that acronym stand for?
What are you talking about? COPD?
They're playing politics with defending an obviously guilty man when they could have, when they've had every opportunity.
They never do anything important, Freak 5. Giving you access to healthcare is their definition of important. Fuck that. It should be healthcare for all. Not fucking access. Here's access to overpriced fucking health insurance. Have a nice day, hardworking Americans. That's their idea
Company will actually find every excuse they can to not give you
coverage.
Relief.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous that our health insurance is covered, is attached to our work.
I agree too. You're tied to your fucking job because of it, and that's bullshit too, but whatever. COPD is chronic something, pulmonary disorder, Eric. It's a lung problem, and it happens a lot of times to diabetics. My dad's a diabetic, so, you know, he did smoke for a long time earlier in his life, so that probably contributed along with his diet and other things, so... it's awful, and it sucks, and it's hard to control. You have to be on a CPAP machine, and I mean, it's just, it's really, really sucks. Shortness of breath, hard to breathe sometimes, like, it causes so many circulatory issues with your legs, your arms. You know, there's just all kinds of effects with COPD, too many to talk about now. What else you got, Brake?
And that's it from the Stinkos.
All right, Eric, you have a Stinko.
Yeah, his Stinkos are the same as mine. And while this isn't a Stinko, I do want to mention it, but everybody's talking about the Mexican alien bodies that were shown on TV. I got to bust your bubbles, you true, quote-unquote, true believers, but that wasn't actually an alien body.
That was the fakest shit I'd ever seen.
Basically, Jaime Muzan.
It's not real?
You guys are Jaime Muzan, Flauta, is his full name, is a serial alien body hoaxer who's been doing this for years. And it's just like I suspected, and this is basically validating everything I speculated, because I guess they were the bodies of mummified children, and they are, but he's doctored the bodies to alter their appearance by cutting off two fingers from each hand, but the cuts are too clean, so that's why you could tell they are unnatural cuts. And they replace some of the skulls of these children to make them look not human.
Eric, I think you're lying. I think this is real.
Right?
And I think you just need to open your mind a little bit and not be such a ball breaker, Eric. So that's what I'm saying. Let's see. Freak 5 says, another stinko this week. The Employee Appreciation Committee had 5 drawings a day. Each day for $100 gift cards. I didn't win one. How about a raise, Freak 5? That'd be nice for you guys, wouldn't it? Feel so appreciated as an employee seeing 25 of my coworkers getting $100 and getting nothing. At least it isn't as bad as getting a keychain when the pharmacy techs got a $1,500 bonus. See, that's some bullshit and a half, man. Yeah, so I agree with you, Eric. Anything else, Eric?
No.
I'm just going to do mine quick and easy. Maybe not so easy. My niece is pregnant, which is... I can't tell you the ramifications of that. So anyways, let's move on to happier territory here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're sweet of the week.
I got a couple. We're talking about living in Ohio and how it's really deep blue, MAGA blue, or MAGA red. Republicans are red, right?
But Slager's admitting to not putting the log in the Loch Ness Monster.
Slager, I didn't do it.
The Republicans throughout the state, if they're outside of the city, it's like blood red. And the cities are blue.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so it's kind of a weird mix, and our city just won a injunction against one of the new laws, couple of the new laws they put in for guns to make it easier. One of the things that they've done is they've taken out like domestic violence as a check mark or an X, something like that. Domestic violence would stop you from being able to get a gun, but now you can in Ohio. But that's one of the laws that Cincinnati has fought and has an injunction against. So it doesn't count our city.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Of course, there are new conceal carry laws, which, just conceal and carry. We don't care, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a shock that more guns and access to guns is equaled a lot more deaths with guns.
Yeah. I mean, I've told you guys this several times. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I don't want to take everybody's guns, but I think we need to have some sensible regulation. Even the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, right?
So, and I've said a billion times, there are certain people that have no business having a gun.
I agree. And you said
unfortunately, I know a lot of Americans that have guns now that have no business having guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they've got mental illnesses. There's just look at the suicide rate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone up again with access to guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becoming more prevalent. It's just, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is, man. Freak 5, Sweeto, I'm playing right now the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth trailer, which is coming on 2 discs, which should be my stinko. I should have mentioned that, but whatever. What else you
Frank's
got?
Frank's just an old man yelling at Cloud.
Shut up.
Literally, Cloud.
Son
character.
Of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Anything else, Break?
Got one more. God, how long ago was that? Maybe 5 years ago, Eric?
What?
The certain person that we're about to have a Sweeto for.
Oh, yeah.
In her honor.
Just about.
Yeah, okay, so there was a woman named Kim Davis in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple because it was against her religious beliefs. Well, you shouldn't have been in that job. Like, it's not a religious job. You're working for the government. If you can't do your job, you shouldn't have it. She was sued, and that it was processed or done or whatever.
And why did it take this long is beyond me, but whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Our courts take forever, but yeah, she was sued and she lost 100 G's in court.
Yeah,
and she's probably going to lose more because there's probably going to be more lawsuits.
So bigotry doesn't pay, bitch. Sorry.
If
you're not going to do your job, like, that was the law. You knew that.
Yeah.
You chose to re-up your position.
Yeah, you do have a choice. I mean, I don't know about an Ohio break.
No, this is in Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. I don't know about Kentucky, but I know here in Colorado that's a right-to-work state, so you can quit at any time, and an employer can get rid of you at any time for almost any reason. So, you know, I mean, you have to do your job. Your job is to issue license, not to have a philosophical argument over whether or not it's ethical or moral or any of that. You know, your job is to rubber stamp that fucking marriage certificate and give it to the two people in front of you. You could not like it.
All she had to do is literally just sign it.
Yeah. And you know, somebody that's working at McDonald's, they may not like serving somebody a hamburger because they might be a vegan, but you got two choices. Either serve that fucking hamburger or leave. You know, I mean, those are the choices. So,
yeah, there are tons of jobs out there, tons available.
No one wants to know about Kentucky.
Position, but she.
Yeah,
fought for that position.
Yeah, Slagar says no one wants to know about Kentucky. I agree.
Yeah, especially it's Ken Ham's arc experience thing.
Yeah. Hey, break. What else you got?
Experience. Oh my god, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If there are people who don't know, in Northern Kentucky, they have a quote unquote life size version of Noah's Ark. It's a quote unquote amusement park for the entire family to come and see. Yeah.
That's failing big time.
I've never been there. I think it's actually subsidized by the state now, actually.
Yeah.
Taxpayers are paying for something that's not getting.
Yeah, I have a dilemma, Freak 5 says. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of Meatwad. The question is, what Meatwad? I don't know what you're talking about, Freak
5. Well, Meatwad changes his shape all the time. So that's a good question. I do like the dancing Meatwad from the opening where he's like got his arms extended and he changes them back and forth. I do that one.
Somebody did some editing and some decal work in Armored Core 6 to make a Meatwad.
He said dancing Meatwad, igloo Meatwad, speedwalking Meatwad, pregnant Meatwad. And then Slagar said, get Carl too. All right.
So you got my opinion, dancing Meatwad, and get Carl too.
What other sweetos do you have, Break?
That's it.
Okay, Eric.
I had the same sweetos he did.
Okay, good. Mine, I got a couple. My cargo mat for my. I know these are, man. It's so weird. I'm obsessed with this car, but when you get a new car, you like to treat it nice and do good things for it. I got a cargo mat for it because it didn't come with one, and I got some valve stem caps that instead of the green, you know, basic green ones that they put on there, I bought some gray ones that look really nice on it, like steel gray ones. And my final stinko, which is the best stinko of all, Bernie's birthday tomorrow.
That's a stinko?
No, sweeto. I'm sorry. Sweeto. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Well, it depends on how you look at it. No, I'm just kidding. No, definite best sweeto of the week is Bernie's birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday in advance, Bernie.
Thank you. Has a new stinko. Not getting late tonight.
I know. That might be my stinko next week, guys. Now that I made that goof.
Well,
you know,
with me.
And not with Bernie, she says. Freak 5 says, Carl sitting on the super toilet that Frylock made. Okay. She's on her own now, Slagar says. There you go. All right, let's move on to the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. All right, we're on round 3 of the tourney to decide the greatest mascot of all time, Breakman. Take it away.
Oh, what? We gotta do a tournament now?
Yeah. Yeah, free for all.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Now that I got loaded. First, we're gonna start with the people bracket, and we only have four contestants left. All of these are human beings, at least the characters are acted by human beings. Ronald McDonald, and this is, I voted against my better judgment for Frank because he needed this match to happen. Ronald McDonald versus the Burger King.
I really needed this matchup.
You can start it.
Yes, I needed this matchup to happen for one reason and one reason only. These are two of the greatest icons, mascots, whatever, of all time. As Freak 5 sends me something that I will take a look at in a second here. But this is the most important one of this whole tournament, I think. You know what? I think I'm going to go with the Burger King because there's been a video game with the Burger King. What the? Man, that looks great. It's a. Is that a biscuit? I don't even know what that is. Looks like you're having water with fries and either a biscuit or a piece of chicken and a salad, Freak 5. Slagar says never Burger King, but just to make things interesting, I'm going with the Burger King because he had a video game. And it's going to piss off a lot of people, like I know it's going to piss off Slagar. I'm going with the Burger King, Breakman.
Well, just because I know this is going to put Eric on the spot, I am going with the Ronald McDonald because, I mean, look at it. He's got friends. He's got his Ronald McDonald house, you know, like he helps out kids. He cuts big checks as rewards and stuff like that. And I mean, he's got those little nugget friends, and he's got a purple grimace.
That's a good point.
Nobody wants to be friends with a purple thing, right?
Grimace, yeah. That's a good point. And I knew you were going to bring up Grimace and all those great characters that we knew from our childhood, Breakman. And screw you for that, because that taints the jury pool, as they say.
What was the name of the bird? The female bird.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is, but I know Hamburglar was awesome.
The Hamburglar, that's one of the best names of all time.
I agree. But the reason I say Burger King, because wasn't that game called Sneak King? And he had to, like, sneak around. It was, like, super creepy and almost, I don't know. I'm glad you put Eric on the spot.
I'm going to Ronald McDonald.
Oh, damn it. Why? What's your reasoning, Eric?
He's a more enduring figure, and he had a longer run than the Burger King.
Okay, I guess. I guess that's solid reasoning. Freak 5, that doesn't look like a burger to me. It looks like a piece of toast or a potato or something. I don't know. You didn't do a good job with the photo this time. I like nuggets from all different places, man. Fry Guys. Yeah, the Fry Guys were cool. Birdie. Birdie was the name of that chick, Breakman. Birdie.
Birdie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Next, moving on, we have Burger King Chef Boyardee versus Mayhem. So we've got somebody who's known as a legendary nice guy versus a guy who plays the biggest dick on
television. I know. Did you see the latest commercial with him where he's battling his brother and he, like, hits him in the nuts and, like,
it was so good.
Yeah, they're playing basketball. It was really funny, man. I liked it.
I'm the hot chick jogging down the street. Yeah. Something in front of him.
Yeah. Those commercials are great, man. Really, really good.
Eric,
start Boyardee.
Boyardee, yes. Chef's a legend. That's a really legendary brand. But the Mayhem commercials are fucking hilarious to me. So I'm going to put Frank on the spot and go with Mayhem.
I see what you're doing here. You're like, by proxy, you're pitting Eric and I against each other on Breakman. So, you know what? I'm gonna do the opposite of what you think I'm going to do, and I'm going to go with Chef Boyardee just for what Eric said. He's just the greatest, one of the greatest people ever. Like, awesome dude. So, yeah, I'm going with Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, Mrs. Breakman, it proves your choice, too. Whatever. Yeah. Moving on.
Giving it the secret sauce, Scotoma says.
Ooh, this one's going to be tough.
Oh.
And I'm going to start it. I'll go ahead and start this one. We have the M&Ms, which, you know, at first it was just yellow and red, but now there's, like, purple and blue and green and and I think she's naked now.
Brown.
The shell one. Versus the Scrub and Bubbles. They're a legend, another legendary, like, mascot.
I know, person. I know.
Like, they come to your bathroom and they clean it in, like, 10 seconds, you know? They're the best. That being said, I've always been a big fan of peanut M&Ms, and I like the yellow M&Ms, kind of the dumb guy, you know, so I gotta go with M&Ms. Frank, you're next.
I'm going with the Scrub and Bubbles, because I think the Scrub and Bubbles are going to be the dark horse of this tournament and win the whole thing. I do like M&Ms, but how dare you? How dare you, Skodama, you son of a bitch? I am going for the Scrubbing Bubbles. They're the best, man. Fucking best.
Frank wants to get rid of dirt, man.
Skodama wins. He's the victor.
Because I told you. How dare you, Skodama? No, I'm going with the Scrub and Bubbles because their commercials were awesome. That product still works as good as it ever did. It's fucking awesome. You spray it and forget it, and about 5 minutes later, you spray it down and you're done. You don't have to do scrubbing. They do the scrubbing for you. I like M&Ms, but they make you fat. So I'm definitely going with Scrub and Bubbles.
Eric, you're a tiebreaker.
How dare you, Skodama, you're exiled, son of a bitch.
I'm going with the Bubbles.
Oh, yes, and an upset. What did I tell you? Yes.
Yes, Scrub and Bubbles, move on.
see how your plan doesn't work? Doesn't work, Break? See how it doesn't work?
Well, you're going first with this one. The Ooh Yeah Kool-Aid Man versus Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Sonny.
Yeah. This one's fairly easy for me. I do like both. I like Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, but Kool-Aid Man, man. How could it not be the Kool-Aid Man?
Gotta be Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I mean, ooh, yeah. You know,
both busting hell, through. They both, like, make their presence known as much as possible. Eric, what do you want?
Frank, the weed giving you munchies made you fat. You know what's funny, Freak? I don't.
First time we're going to agree, I want the Kool-Aid Man as well.
Freak says, Frank, the weed giving you munchies made you fat. No, just me eating too much. You guys think I'm always fucking smoking weed, but I only smoke at night, man. I'm responsible. I'm good. And I normally don't eat after I smoke weed. So, Slagar, we finally agree on one, man. The Kool-Aid Man moves on. Ooh, yeah.
Next, we have the animals, and we are going to start with the animal that every child loved, Jeffrey the Giraffe, versus the animal every kid pitied, the Trix Rabbit. I mean, you go to Jeffrey Giraffe and you get toys and shit, and on your birthday, he always gave you the key to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
But that Trix Rabbit, like, who didn't fucking feel sorry for that little bastard? All he wanted was a bite! Just to give him a bowl! Like, that, you can keep the rest of it, just give him a bowl! Like, mm-hmm. Share rabbit! Mm-hmm. Why? Why don't they share? Eric, you start this one out.
Well, I got more joy from Jeffrey, so I'm voting for Jeffrey.
Not to put Frank on the spot, this one is because sympathy for the rabbit, the Trix Rabbit.
I'm not picking the Trix Rabbit, and I'll tell you why, Breakman, not to spite you, but because that Trix Rabbit never stuck up for himself. He never said, you little bastards better give me some shit right fucking now. You know, he always was the victim. He never stood up with himself. And I agree with Eric. Jeffrey the Giraffe gave you stuff every time you went in that store. Well, in my case, it was like hardly ever because I was super poor. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I ever did, which I think was...
You could dream of something.
Yeah, you could dream of things at Toys R Us. So I'm going with Jeffrey the Giraffe. How dare you, Break Man? Did Kool-Aid crash the honeycomb kids? I think he did, Slagar. How many podcasts have that? How dare you, break, man? What else we got here, man?
Next, we have Spuds McKenzie versus the Taco Bell dog. Two dogs. Okay. Who started the last one? Eric started the last one, so I start this one. No, wait. Actually, Frank started last one. Eric starts this one. I take the back.
No, Eric started last one, son of a bitch.
You can start this one.
I'm going with Taco Bell dog.
No. As a kid of the 80s, there were few characters more awesome than Spuds McKenzie. And maybe Max Hedren was like the only like really cool like flash in the pan character of that level I can think of. why didn't I put him on this list? Mm. I guess because he was more of a TV show character. Mm-hmm. He started as a mascot, but he became a TV character. Anyway, I'm going with Spuds.
Scotoma says, I used to go to Toys R Us just to play free video games. See, now you're thinking, Scotoma. Slagar says, how the hell did Yoketo make it this far? Yoketo Taco Bell. Because basically the longevity of those toys, Slagar, I still, you know, right before my divorce, I had one that was still working. It probably still works to this day, man. So I'm the tiebreaker on this one. If I don't pick Spuds McKenzie, Bernie's looking at me. She's in studio, and she's going to kick my ass. So I got to pick Spuds only because of this reason. There was also that dog was also used as a mascot for Target, if you remember. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going with Spuds McKenzie.
I think they call that dog Spot.
Yeah, but same breed, same breed. You know, it was a bull terrier. So yeah, same thing. So unfortunately, Taco Bell dog.
Sorry, Taco Bell dog, but Spuds McKenzie was surrounded by strippers.
Hot chicks, yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Yeah, not a chance.
Speaking of strippers, we have the Double Mint Twins. I'm kidding. The Double Mint Twins versus the Charmin Bears.
Dare you assume they were strippers.
I can start this one. Charmin Bears sing about poop, and we love to talk about poop on the show. But the Double Mint Twins.
Fun fact, the Double Mint Twins were in Friday the 13th, Part 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were hot in that, too.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Double Mint Twins because Double Mint Twins. Frank?
I'm going with Double Mint Twins as well. As much as I like the Charmin Bears and all the joy they bring wiping your ass, I'm big bullish on the Double Mint Twins. Eric, what are you picking?
I already said the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
4D twins.
I abused myself.
And I don't even think they had that big of boobs.
Woodsy Owl, this is the last one. Holy shit. Ooh, I wasn't expecting this. Woodsy Owl versus the most interesting man in the world. Frank, you get to start this one out.
This isn't
Killer
even.
Poop, don't pollute. Or are you going to kill a cobra just by looking at it?
This is not even close, man. This to me is the most interesting man in the world. As much as you didn't want to pollute, you know, and you still don't want to pollute. Hey, Slagar says points if the Double Mint Twins want to wipe your ass. Slagar says no one here besides me and Frank remember Taco Bell or Spuds McKenzie.
We all remember the dog.
Do you remember Spuds McKenzie, Eric?
No.
No, you don't, you son of a bitch.
Not nearly as much as cool. Taco Bell dog.
Freak says he remembers. I'm picking the most interesting man, Break.
Eric?
Fuck that stupid owl.
I agree. I'm sorry, Al, but you save forests and stuff like that, but you don't... You didn't go to the moon by flapping your wings like the most interesting.
Jesus, look at this matchup for next week, guys. The most interesting man in the world versus the Double Mint Twins. Holy shit, what a matchup. And then we got Spuds McKenzie going up against Jeffrey the Giraffe. Another Titanic matchup. We got Kool-Aid Man going up against... Hold on, I will get to it. Scrubbing Bubbles. Man, that's a... hell of a matchup there. And then we got Chef Boyardee, which I don't think anybody expected to get this far, versus Ronald McDonald. So, look at that. We got some great...
I had to look up some quotes here. His tears can cure cancer. Too bad he's never cried.
Gonna bet you guys go for the Double Mint Twins, Skonoma says. You never know, Skonoma. You never know. I mean, that I would say that that's an educated guess, but we shall see, man. We shall see the most interesting man in the world versus the Double Mint Twins, man. Watch Friday 13th Part 4, if you think I'm joking how hot those ladies were. So, all right, guys, I think that's about it. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
While swimming off the coast of Australia, he once scratched the underbelly of a great white with his right hand. That's nice of him. He can kill two stones with one bird.
Ooh, Susie Chapstick was not in this one, Slagar. Probably should have been.
Yeah, they could only fit 64. There are so many, though.
Yeah, it's too many. He said plugs, Bernie says. How dare you? How dare you, Bernie? Bernie's in chat. She's doing the Beavis. Did you hear that shit in the background?
Yeah. He once started a fire using only dental floss and water.
Oh, Jesus. You know you can actually start a fire with water? Do you know that?
What?
You take a droplet of water, and it could it reflects like the sun. If as long as you have sun, it goes through the water. It can make fire. Yeah. Or you put water in a glass. You can make a fire.
You can make a fire in a vagina.
No, you can make other things. Never mind.
Lots of friction.
Exactly. All right, Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. That's it.
Scotima says, unless they go against the scrubbing bubbles, then my money is on Frank voting for the bubbles. How dare you, Scotima, you son of a bitch. Alright, what else you got, Break?
I'm just reading these most interesting man quotes. I'm giving them to the chatter. Sorry, listeners. Only the chatters are getting these.
When in Rome, they do as he does.
Or Frank could just read them.
Yeah, that too.
He has won the Lifetime Achievement Award twice. It's one of my favorites.
Vodka in a glass and made. I had vodka in a glass and made a lot of things. Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's see. Eric.
he once brought a knife to a gunfight just to even the odds.
Eric, what you got, man?
I've got the reviews I do on BossBatchReview.com. Those are the written ones. And you want to listen to the audio reviews I do. Those are on the feed for the show. I've got a new review of Lisa Definitive Edition up.
And that feed,
either of those things. Yeah, what?
That feed is rpgrinders.podbean.com.
Yeah. But if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon in my Twitter profile and in my Blue Sky profile. Speaking of which, I've got three codes for invites, and if anybody wants them.
What, for Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Bernie could take one of those, Eric. Give that to... Do you have Instagram?
Yeah. Oh.
I think so.
Okay. Or send it to her. Are you on... You're still on Twitter, aren't you, Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay, send her one on Twitter, Eric.
She doesn't use Twitter, though.
Yeah, but she'll use it. She'll get it.
Notification.
She'll get a notification for
it. I just don't post it.
Scotima says, need to do a show drunk. We did that a long time ago. Maybe high, because I think two of us don't drink anymore and one of us doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, I think he meant himself drink, like drink while he's watching.
Also, my Twitter account is at EricRBG.
Slagar said, same. I just did.
It's the same. It's also the same for Blue Sky.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
That was your weekend, I guess.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches, I think will get you there. I want to thank all the chatters. Thank you to Freak 5 so much for coming every week. Thank you to Scotima for your subscription and also for coming in every week. And Slagar, thanks for coming back, man. I'm glad you're here. I know you were having some medical issues, and I'm really happy that you're on the up and up now, hopefully. For good, and we'll see you for many, many, many years to come. I want to thank all the other chatters in there. 01 Ella, HV Days, Alicidra, Bat Women. I love Bat Women. Bernie B was in there. Drapsnat, Feel Good Man, Long Usernames. That's Feels Good Man, Long Usernames. That's a great username, actually. Flawless Diamond, 123. Thank you for being here. Kata, Spofo, Vi Mercy, and YOLO Girl Leo. So thank you all for being here, and thank you to the archive.
I don't
wonder
how many of those are actually bots,
Eric.
So.
I don't know. I don't think very many, but I also want to thank the archive listeners who listen across the globe. Thank you so much. I see where you guys all are. There's people in Japan, Ireland, England, all over the world, Mexico, Canada. So thank you everybody for listening. If I missed your country, I do apologize. Maybe you can come into chat one day or leave us a comment on Twitch. That would be great. Okay, that's about it, guys. You guys have anything else before we saunter on out of here?
That's it for that.
All right. Freak Five is exiled. He says, this week on Bernie's OnlyFans, she changes Frank's diet. How dare you, son of a bitch. All right. Take care. Stay safe this week. We want to see you back. Oh, what's the best Pokemon game for Switch, Eric?
Not having played Scarlet and Violet extensively, I can't say, really. But I hear Arceus is really good.
Arceus. Okay, there you go.
I haven't played that either. I need to get to it. Maybe I'll finally get around to Scarlet and Violet now that the DLC is coming out.
Yeah. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
With the word just put normalize, just use the How's that even work?